Nobody knows the type of girl I am. Starting every morning with a hand between my legs, feeling my wetness. Coating my clit in my pussy juice before I roll over and finger my gushing cunt until I come. Neither do they know that I don't stop after that. They don't know that I'm in my bed right now, rubbing my dripping cunt. My head is full of thoughts of hung guys, their cocks swinging around, balls heavy. God. Oh, my pussy feels good. I have a filthy routine. I masturbate in the morning and then again in the shower before I get dressed. I run the faucet over my clit, stroke between the folds of my pussy until I come. It usually doesn't take too long, but my parents have gone to work by then and so nobody complains. At school I watch the cute girls crossing their legs with their plump, tight asses pushed out. Long legs dangling, silky smooth. I watch the guys watching the girls watching me. I focus on their crutches. They get so hard in class, big bulges forming from their teenage cocks and pressing their fat dicks against their pants. God. Talking about this makes me want to come badly. I sometimes try and get into the boys' changing room before sports. I can hide near the storage room and I'll see their cocks swinging back and forth. They're mostly limp and flaccid, but now and then someone gets up and his cock is begging to be touched, to have his creamy seed extracted right from the tip. I wish they'd use my mouth. Dump their cum down my throat where it belongs. Oh, I'd let the entire hockey team stroke their cocks off down my throat if they wanted to. And I'd let them fuck my gushing cunt. Yet, I am still a virgin. My parents won't let me have a boyfriend, and I think that's what's turned me into a perverted little nympho. I stay up late at night, browsing porn sites, fingering my little pussy on cam for strangers who jerk off to me. And all I want? It's for my wet little cunt to be impaled by a fat cock or eaten by a pretty mouth. The filthiest little secret I have, I guess, is this. I go home after school, rushing to be back as soon as possible, upstairs and into my parents' room. I stand on the balcony and I can see out over our neighbour's bedroom. And every afternoon, around this time, you go for a session in the hot tub. And today is no different. I can see through the glass window perfectly. I see as you stand up and walk around the edge, sitting down with your legs spread, your glorious cock standing perfectly erect, as if waiting for me to sit on it. Then you tug at your balls and begin to stroke up and down your shaft. The steam makes your balls hang full and free. Your body is damp with the water, and I swear, some days I can hear your strokes from all the way over here. Your balls slapping against your arm, your mushroom tips shooting little drops of pre-cum across your body. And then your face changes and you groan. I can almost hear it. You're close. I don't always do this, but today I'm so wet already I slip my hand down my panties and begin working my fingers between my folds. I stare at you, trying to choose between looking at your face and your cock, and I feel hot with excitement, my cunt spilling juice into my palm, kneading over my clit, spread my legs and work harder and harder, and when I look up, almost ready to come, you're gone. Fuck. Fuck! And now I'm back inside, on my parents' bed, my jeans still around my knees, working at my sloppy pussy when I close my eyes and I'm Lost again. God, I was so close. Oh, I wish I could have come with you. What? How did you get in? What the fuck? I'm not doing anything. You shouldn't just walk into somebody's house. You should know better. No, I wasn't. Why would I be out on my balcony? It's freezing outside. Watching you? No. Every day. You've seen me out there every day for months, and you knew I was watching you. I didn't think you could see me. Please don't tell anyone. I'll get into so much trouble. You shouldn't be standing naked like that at any rate, so you're to blame as well. Oh, you're not angry. Then why are you here? You what? You wanted to give me a better view. Oh God, what are you... You're taking your cock out. God, your cock is so beautiful. Fuck, look how hard you are. I bet you love being watched every single day. You love that I finger my little cunt, don't you? Like this? I know you like it. You fucking pervert. I have a half-naked man with his cock out, jerking off in my room. I'm sorry, babe. I'm not going to masturbate. I want to have your cock inside me. Don't you want to feel what a virgin cunt feels like? I know I'm filthy for a virgin, but once you feel me from the inside, you'll believe me. Come here. Taste me. God, you taste good. Yeah. Push your tongue into my mouth. Yeah, work it around. I love that. God, I fucking love that. I'll keep your dick hard. I'll make it lick pre-cum. I want to taste your cock now. Yeah. I get down on my knees and... Does my mouth feel like a virgin's? Do I suck cock like an innocent virgin? I know I don't. Do you know why? I lie in bed at night, fingering myself and deep throating anything I can find. Bananas. Popsicles. A cucumber even. I've been fantasizing about drooling all over your fat cock from the first time I saw it, months ago. I don't even know how old you are. All I see is a good set of full, thick balls and a rock-hard shaft, sloppy with pre-cum and saliva. That pink mushroom tip. Leaking onto my tongue. You're probably way older than me, probably too old. You don't even know if I'm old enough to have sex, do you? You could end up in big trouble, but it feels too good knowing you're going to have your fat leaking cock shoved balls deep inside of a virgin. And what's more, you get to dump your hot seed inside of my cunt because I want a cream pie. What? Oh, you're going to come. I'd better stop. I don't want you shooting your seeds all over me. I want your cum to hit my cervix, make me a woman. Please. Here. I'll lie on my back, pull my shirt open so my breasts are all out. Yeah, of course you can suck on them. You just slide that horse cock into my hot cunt. Oh. Yeah, I know I'm tight. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, I can feel you prying me open. I can feel my walls separating from your deck. I bet you feel like you could shoot your wad already, but just wait, baby. Suck on my nipples. Yeah. Here. Taste my tongue again. I know you enjoy that. Don't come yet. Enjoy the sensation. Enjoy. Oh, fucking your little virgin. You'd better hope I'm old enough. Oh, you don't care. I don't either. You better know I'm going to be riding your big cock next. That's it. Oh, yeah, I feel how my pink cunt pulls your head in. So tight. Oh, I bet your balls are practically lodged together. They're so tight. You can come if you want to. But kiss me first. Oh, your tongue went all over my mouth. You fucking pervert. I wonder, Mr. Pervert, have you ever fucked a little whore as tight as me? No? Didn't think so. Now, you get to unload inside her. I knew that'd make you bust, you fucking perverted fuck. Come on then, do it. Shoot your spunk into my womb. Maybe give me a baby, huh? You filthy fucker. I can feel how warm it is. Oh, God, yeah, that's it. Oh, that's it. Come on, my pussy. No, 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 why are you pulling out? Oh, fuck, there's more. That's right, I want to taste. Keep stroking that load out. Come on, I want to see your balls. Oh, emptying. Oh, that gorgeous seed out. Oh, you taste so fucking good, I knew you would. Oh, God, you coated me and filled me. How does it feel seeing your hot seed drip from my cunt down towards my asshole? Oh, make me come, and I'll squeeze even more of it out. Come on, that's it. Oh, come on, rub my little clit and do it. Oh, look at it. And you'll see it, I can feel it pulling around my asshole. It's over my breasts, my lips, my mouth. Every one of my holes got some. Yeah, that's it. Oh, that's it. Flick my clit. You better be quick. My parents are going to be home soon. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, God, it feels so much better when you do it. My parents already will be home soon. You have to go. But same time tomorrow.